Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since our intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider ride and chuck it the blase flame. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he want to know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell his chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GI Radio. This is Sunday Talk with your host, Tone. Got my other host in the building. Jonathan, what's good?
What's good, people? What's good?
All right, all right. Also, other host, K-Nels, what's good?
What's good, yo? You already know, keeping it cool, high, be cooling.
What up, superstar? I swear, I be having to go to your phone number every time that 443 get me. That Drake get me every time.
Hey, yo, before we get into the show real quick, yo, I went to the supermarket today. You know you got to wait online and all that bullshit or whatever. But since there was a little bit of a line, I was just sitting in the car cooling high cool, and I had K-Mel's album blasting. You know what I'm saying? Yo, four people came up to the car and asked me what was that. Who was
that's
that on? So I gave him the gram, fam.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. I definitely appreciate it.
No doubt. Yo,
I was
on that track, your number two on that track. Woo-hoo, boy, I was nut on that. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I was going nut on that.
I definitely was going to ask you how it's going. It's been, what, 2 weeks, a week and a half?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, it released on 2.5 weeks, pretty much. You know, we released it on May 1st, it's the 17th. Yeah, so 17 days, just about 2.5 weeks. But, yeah, in terms of the analytics, everything is still trending well. Like, people still, you know, of course, in those first couple of days is when you get the most plays. So people was playing it with playing it the most. But every time I check the stats on it, people still consistently listening to the album. So I think we getting close to 10,000 streams. We probably somewhere around like 7,000-8,000 total streams. Of course, that's not including Tidal because I can't see Tidal. And, you know, they release the earnings quarterly. So, you know, once that third quarter hit, once second quarter come to a close, which is, of course, the end of this month going into June, I'll be able to see what the earnings was for the second quarter release.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the album is one of them joints where it's like it'll have like three waves. Of course, the beginning wave because it's new. And then, you know, the second wave will be the friends of the friends that's bragging on it.
Yeah,
and then the third wave would be like the people that caught on late. Like, you just listening to that in July. Like, we were listening to that, and you get what I'm saying? So that's one of those joints. So I'm pretty sure when it's all said and done, you probably get six figures as far as, you know, streams, if not, you know, a little more than that. I know you definitely – I know the goal is probably a mil. You know what I mean? That's an awesome goal to have. But I'm looking – when I was – how I'm watching it, because I'm watching, you know, on Instagram, it's people that I don't even follow. That's how I know it's hitting mad people, because it's like, how he know him? So I go to people friend list, like, oh, he knows somebody out his camp. So boom, I'm like, he's getting around like crazy.
Yeah.
He's getting around like crazy.
Yeah, it's right at about 6,500 streams, not including Tidal. So. And I know a lot of people with Tidal, so I wish I could see what it's doing on Tidal, but I can't. But for now, and again, keep in mind, that's what we haven't even started the promo yet. Like, I'm working with a friend of mine, you know, who specializes in marketing. You know, shorty I went to high school with, you know, she reached out to me, excited for the album, loved what she heard, and was like, yo, I went to school for this. Let's put our minds together and keep it moving. So we haven't even started the marketing campaigns. We haven't spent any marketing dollars, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, none of that yet. This is all just organic, our direct circle of influence. So people that know me and people that know me, that's the only exposure so far. So we about to turn it up a notch, though.
Well, check it. I see three streams also, three different streams from Tone. Stream number one I see is fans of pure hip-hop, people that like lyrics, because this album is just chock full of lyrics, like some real lyrics that'll bring you back, lyrics that'll make you think, lyrics that'll get you political, make you angry, lyrics that'll make you look at yourself, lyrics that'll make you look at the people around you, lyrics that'll make you remember what the hood is, like it's full of lyrics. Then the second stream is people that just love beats because the production on the album is crazy. The beats is hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people just check the song for how it's hitting, not really how it feels. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then the third wave is for people who know music. You know what I'm saying? Because once the word get around and all that, now people who really know music and know what it's all about, they're going to be checking.
Right.
So for anybody on the phone, there's 14 songs on this album. And I'm telling you point blank, ain't nothing lacking on this album. Now, my favorite song is Small Time, because that speaks to me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you right now, anybody, go listen, go download this album. There is something, there are at least three tracks on this album that's going to hit you, that you're going to feel is you. I'm telling you right now, everybody going to have a different three tracks. That's how hard this album hits. Check out this album. And Tone, no, and I'm telling you, K-Nels, I'm not the kind of dude to be out here doing all this like I'm saying right now. I really don't do that.
Oh,
like, we've been messing with artists and all that, but I speak facts, bro. Your album is fire, like real talk. If it was trash or whatever, I just sit on here and listen and just get to the topics. You feel me? Your album is fire.
When I got
people stopping me in a supermarket parking lot,
Yeah,
the four people that stopped me, three of them was white people, okay,
right.
Now I'm listening. Like, with the mask on, walking up to the car, like, yo, who is that? Excuse me? You know what I'm saying? I'm looking out the window excuse me? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know they could hear it out the window. You know, I mean, I was banging it for myself, bro. Like, that's what you want when you hear good music. Anybody on this phone, check out this album. I'm going to stop, Tom, because I can talk about him all day.
No, that's good. I mean, that's what we, like, listen, this is what the platform is.
Yeah,
I said, we can get on social media. We can get on Facebook and talk about Jay-Z for 6 days. We can get on other sites and talk about Beyonce for 6 days. Why can't we talk about K-Nails as long as we want? I don't care. We got a whole hour. You get what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
That's what people
got
to understand. Like,
I got more
people,
to say. Okay, good. I got more to say.
Like, these people.
Because I don't know who's on the phone, but I'm keeping it a buck. Like, of course, look, Kim Nelson's family, me, you feel me? Like, me and Tone is brothers, like, real talk. Like, you know, we in the same company, he the CEO, I'm the president. Kim Nelson's his cousin, that's my man. So the minute the album came out, of course, I'm going to support regardless. I bought it off the rip, you feel me?
Definitely.
And I went and downloaded it, bought it the whole nine. But support is one thing. I'm a fan. It's a whole nother connotation, bro. And I'm being real with you, because I bought it, but then I listened to it. And when I listened to it, that became a problem. I said, oh, this
dude
is a problem. And that's why I drive around just banging the joint. Like, I'm just being real with you. So anybody on the phone, if anybody know me, you know I'm real. Like, I'm 100 in my mouth. Like, download this album. It's definitely worth it. And get it now before, you know, like I used to tell people, you know, Jay-Z grew up 6 blocks from me. Biggie Smalls and I grew up together. And I used to always tell people, yeah, I was rocking with him before he got famous. You feel me?
Right.
Because once you get famous and everybody want to, do it now.
Yeah, this going to be that slow simmer. I knew it for a fact. Like, I knew because it was so content heavy. But, you know, the goal was, of course, to make a well-rounded project. But I knew it was so content heavy. This is something that people are going to sit with and evolve with over time. I'm going to get real gratification when people revisit the album a year from now. Like, yo, it's like I heard it the first time, or 10 years from now. Like, I want it to be timeless like that. So I know it's going to be a slow simmer. It's just the beginning, man. You know, a lot of things lined up. So I definitely appreciate all the support for sure.
Yeah, man.
And
the last thing I'm going to say, I promise you.
Yeah.
But the next time I ride myself down to Annapolis, if I don't hear everyone in Annapolis bumping this album when he made an entire song dedicated to Annapolis, Maryland.
Yeah.
Delete me off your friends list. I ain't fucking with you. That's how I'm giving it.
They rocking.
Yeah.
I'm done, bro. I promise you, I'm done.
They rocking it, like. And it's, you know, the thing is what makes it cool is people, because you know this city is go-go heavy, right? Like go-go. It's Jonathan, y'all probably don't really, I mean, y'all know Go-Go, but y'all don't know how big it is in the DMV. Like, it's hard to get people to listen to hip hop, like, and really enjoy it. So to see so many people, like, I'm rocking with this joint, like, that just lets you know, like, the material is dope. And I don't know if it was me and Pat who was talking, and I'm like, yo, this is the album that's going to get – this is my opinion. This is not the album that's going to make, per se, you successful, but this is the album to let the execs know you ready. You get what I'm saying? Like,
This is when
they hit their desk, because it's going to hit their desk when everybody come back to work and get out, because right now everybody's family oriented right now, trying to stay safe. When they open back up and everybody go back to them offices, and then they start being like, okay, what's out there? What's going on? And they hit their desk and they listen, they're going to be like, okay, he's ready. Like, he's seasoned, he's ready. The next joint is going to be crazy, because now you're competing against yourself. And that's when you become great. Like, I felt like this is your look, I belong in the industry. Like, and I ain't talking about I belong in the industry you know, mumble rap this real quick. I'm talking about I Belong. Like,
no, those are my
Kendrick. Kendrick, J. Cole, like, I belong in that class. Like, that's me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when they get it on their desk and they go, when you go back in, now you got budget. Now you got a machine behind you. That's the success. The next album is the success album. That's the, oh, yeah, this brought my mother out of house. Oh, yeah, my brothers don't live there no more. My nieces and nephews go to school That's the next joint. This is the one to put it on the desk. And everybody that's involved with this album is going to get deals, bro, because like you said, that production, the singing, the song structure, like when a real exec hear this, if they don't, it's crazy. Because when you hear this,
it's the overall look of it. Yeah. It's already happening, just how you say, like slowly but surely, like even a couple of A&Rs that we've talked to about it, you know how the game goes, the politics. It's like they do nothing but sing phrases, like everything, like the production, the rapping, the everything. Like they praise everything, but then it's like I'm still sit back and watch it because they don't want you until somebody else wants you. So now it's like he's on that radar.
Because again, like I always say, the music is never the problem with an artist because. You're an artist, so an artist's job is to make music. Those execs first want to know, can you make music? All right, boom, he can make music, but let's see what he do with this project. So now that's when the visuals, and that's when the radio interviews, that's when all that comes about. It's like, okay, well, he got this joint moving without us. So if you're getting 100,000 streams on an album with no machine behind you, like zero money invested in promo. It's just basically word of mouth. Can you imagine when they put $1 million budget up? That 100,000 now go to 6-7 million. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they look. That's
and
probably why they like. Let me sit back.
All of it is just marketing dollars. No lie. I don't know if y'all caught. You know, I know Tekashi is very polarizing right now. But if you caught what he was saying about his single not being number one. Everything he said was 100% accurate. He just basically exposing the payola. He like, yo, like, if you look at the raw data, the streams, my record is streaming exponentially higher than everybody else's. Ariana Grande record was number 10 24 hours ago. Today, overnight, 60,000 units get put in. And now, she's number one. But she don't have organic streams like my record. And he just started naming all of the records that's in, like, that top five. None of them is remotely anywhere near, but they just got the machine. And I heard that before. Like, I literally heard a rep say, like, if your budget right, I can make your record top 10 on Billboard tomorrow. Like, straight like that with no qualms about it.
That's what they were doing for French. Like, they are doing for all of them, like, because – listen, I'm not saying nobody. Some of these kids really follow some of these artists, but like some of these big artists, like they're not as big as you think. They just got the machine behind them. And it's that companies are, for instance, let's say Ariana, right? She's probably the biggest thing on her label. So even when she flopped, they cannot have her to flop because that messed up with all the label money. So they're going to put extra money into it. They'll get it back from tours or whatever and make people think, oh, my gosh, she sold $3 million in 2 weeks when only $200,000 was sold. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing that. But, I mean, it's smart business. It's smart business because nobody cares. Nobody checks anything. Everything is just even playing field. Like, you cannot write your raps. You can be a rat. You can be a child molester. Nobody cares. As long as the masses rocking with it, you're going to be successful. And that's what the labels, they know now.
Right.
So you can pretty much do anything. Because like you said, like, if you get on Facebook right now and be like, my album is really the number one album in the country because my joint is genuine, people are going to be like, man, shut up, boy. You only got 20,000 download streams. She got 600 million.
Not knowing
the business behind it, so that's the sucky part, but it is what it is. Like, I always say, just do it the right way, bro. Sooner or later, it's going to take a little longer, but it's going to be all worth it because you know you did it. It's just like when people, somebody asks me, like, yo, why you don't pay the $30 to get the 100,000 followers? I'm like, bro, because I know that that's not 100,000 followers. Like, to the people, it's going to look like, oh, man, it, you know, he getting it because he got 100,000 followers. But to I know, you know what I'm saying? I know that's not real. So it's pointless to me.
Right, it's just pointless to me.
Like, it's not gonna. Nobody, those 100,000 people are not gonna buy no shirt. They're not gonna download nothing because they don't exist. So it's pointless. I'd rather keep my 5,000 real followers, which I know are real people that I could talk to, than to have a hundred, you know, 150,000. That's fake. It just makes no sense to me. But you know, people do what
they do,
be successful, and I can't knock it. Like, if that's your vote, if that's your thing, that's your thing. I'll take the long road. It'll feel better in the end for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Man, listen, I'm trying to chill. Y'all, Ken Nelson got me amped, so I'm trying to chill. But I'm telling you, bro, I love good music, man. Like, for real. Like, I'm real to hip-hop. Yo, I was there. I was there in the glory days. I was there when hip-hop, not from the birth, I ain't that old, but now I was there. You feel me? I was there in the 80s. I was there in the, you know, I was in the industry. So, like, real hip-hop, it does something to me. Like them Popeye's burgers or whatever the hell they have on things. You look all special. That's how I feel about a good album. Like, that's a good piece of work you got there. And like Tone said, yo, just keep it pushing, yo. They're gonna come crawling, I promise you.
That's definitely what it's about, man. Like I say, at the end of the day, we spend a lot of time myself too. That's why I kinda, you know, got away from that. I'm easing my way out of that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, putting a lot of attention into stuff that really, you know, sometimes it's a conversation, but sometimes, you know, you get too deep into it and you forget, like, I'm wasting time. I could be promoting somebody else that ain't on or stuff that I got going on. You get what I'm saying? So that's my new thing for 2020. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, put more attention on making not just myself, but other people, giving other people light, man, because again, there's a lot of talent. We just don't pay attention to it. Like, people just don't understand. The same way you're going to talk about that new Jay-Z record tonight is the same way you could talk about a K-Nell's record. Now, if it's not hot, I understand. You get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't saying just because you know somebody. If it's whack, it's whack. But when it's good, let's pump that joint. You know what I mean? It should be intel. If it's hot, let's keep pumping, keep talking, keep pushing, keep hashtagging. And tell somebody say something. You know what I mean? Like, I was gonna say too, like, when they do them verses, yo, everybody just needs to get up and just hashtag K-Nell verses, such and such. Sooner or later, people be like, who in the world is, you get what I'm saying? Like, why everybody keeps saying him? Like, who is he? Even just to get them to go and look on your page, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
That's a win. It's like, even if people be like, I don't care, forget him, he means sign. So what? You went and looked at it, boom. Somebody's going to click on the link and be like, oh, no, home's hot. It's a lot of things that you do, man, that we don't, as, you know, we be so, you know, so intrigued by the people that's on, we be forgetting, like, they started exactly where we started. You know what I mean? It's no different. Only thing separating us from them is money. That's it. That's the only thing that's separating us from them. We do everything they do. You go in the studio and create, just like Kanye go in the studio and create, just like Jay-Z go in the studio and create.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. It is that thing. So with that being said, man, like I said, keep pushing. Visuals is everything. You know what I'm saying? And shoot, go live again and do a watch party again with it. Keep it fresh on their mind because that's another thing about this generation. You know, after 2-3 days, it's on to the next thing. You got to keep it on.
Go live and bring me on that joint. You won't have to say a thing, bro. I handle that. Let me tell you, for real, though, like, I'm not just talking, bro. I believe that. what I'm saying is I honestly believe it. You feel me? Like, if there's one thing I learned in my years of entertainment, be it now in the modeling, a magazine, the music industry, whatever, I've learned that people can recognize your energy. When you're serious about what you do, people know. And if you're serious about what you say, people know. Now, you the artist, of course you mean it. That's your words. But my reaction to your words, that's a whole different story, bro. I mean it. Next time you go live, let me know. I'll be more than happy to hop in there and just tell the people what I feel about it. And I'm talking for myself. Your joint is hot.
Yeah, sure. What's your name, man? Do a favorite song joint. Hashtag your favorite song. You know what I mean?
I already told everybody mine. Small time, bro. That's me right there. Like, hey, let me shut up, man. Cause you know, we got a show to do.
I'm biased.
You're
biased
because
I'm biased. That's my favorite joint.
Play it right now.
Gemini joint.
Annapolis. Oh yeah, Gemini. Yeah. You want to
Gemini? It's ready to be Gemini season. After Gemini season, I might go to another joint. But
right.
As long as it's ready to be Gemini, I'm rocking out to the Gemini joint. But all right, yo, you know what I mean? This is what we got. 30 minutes left. That's cool. Let's get into this next topic. We good. We do what we want. That's the good thing about having your own. We do what we want. The next topic, like, for real, I'm kind of getting tired of the conversation, you know what I mean, because it's a whole bunch of Wolf tickets getting sold, you know, everybody upset. And again, like I said, till the next story come out. I mean, we've been seeing this for the last, like, since social media. Well, some of us have been seeing it in the hood forever. It's just getting recorded now. So it's these cop killings, man. It's like, my question is, when are we going to fight back? You know, and there's some people fighting back. I'm not going to say everybody just sitting around watching, but it's some people fighting back. But it gotta come to an end, man. It's like they're getting bolder and bolder. You know what I mean? It don't even matter. Like, people are running, you walking, you drinking a drink, you out with your kids, you mentally disabled, you old, you young. You're a kid. It just don't matter no more. You're in the car with your kids. Like, it's like, forget it. I could do it. They're going to march. They're going to make T-shirts. They're going to make signs. And then they're going to be like, all right, peace. So it's like, what do we have to do? You know what I mean? What changes do we have to make to stop this thing? That's my question. Anybody can pick the floor.
I'll go last because I didn't talk a whole lot. I'll go last.
Nah, it's almost no wrong answer to that question, in my opinion, except not do anything. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only wrong answer. It's the only wrong response to that. I think we at a point now where I know for me, it's a lot of things that I want to do. And I'll be forward with you. I don't even want to talk about them until I'm putting them in motion. I don't even want to raise any type of awareness. I really want to move in silence with the endeavors that I have in mind. And I'm only talking to people about it in person. That's really, you know what I mean? I'm vetting people. I'm not, because we are, so I've been doing it, just to give you some information, I've been just doing a lot of studying about the people that came before us. Those people like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Mega Evers and Stokely Carmichael and Huey Newton and all of those guys that came before us. And I'm really studying what they did, what they didn't do, what they could have did, and really using them as cautionary tales because they did a lot of great things. But one thing's for certain, all of them officers was able to be infiltrated. You feel me? Like, all of them. In one form or another. And so just taking that and learning from that. But I'm going to tell you what we're not doing, though. It's time out for all of that. I don't got no tolerance for weak niggas. I don't got no tolerance for niggas that's tail trying to assimilate, trying to be politically correct, worried about who you offend and why for being yourself. I'm not walking the tightrope for nobody. So the only thing I'm doing right now is just being unapologetically me and just sharpening the tools that I have and really preparing for war. Like, I really feel like it's some parts of Now or Never, you hear it in my narrative. Like, it's really the soundtrack to the revolution. Like, I dab in it a little bit, but it's about to get real. We got to build up an army in real life. Forget all that play. Like, niggas got to know that it's going to be consequences, period. And however you want to take it, that's how we going to take it. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to try to deal with it. Like, first, I'm very thankful for my Morehouse College education, which has given me loads of Black history and Black understanding to work with. Shout out to Morehouse. What you're talking about, K-Nell, is exactly what a brother named Huey P. Newton decided to do when he formed the Black Panther Party.
Right.
It was infiltrated and eventually taken down. And he was taken down. It was infiltrated. So my first answer to the question would be, we have to search ourselves as a people. For some reason, of all the peoples in this country, we seem the most difficult to unite. And I don't mean by unite by standing in one place, but unite in terms of our thoughts, our consciousness, unite in terms of our actions, unite in terms of our understanding. And people that's united won't fall. Now, I hear a lot of people talking about let's take up arms. Well, point number one, not united. But point number two, as of 2018, there are 40 million people of color in the United States. That is 14%. So we're outnumbered greatly. The other 86% ain't us, right? So they want you to do that, you know, because they got more numbers. But here's something that I would offer the people to think about. The 14% of the United States, that's us, accounts for over $1.2 trillion a year in spending capital. We spend over $1.2 trillion, with a T, dollars a year. We are by far the most spending ethnic racial group in the United States. That's us. So we have money, and money talks. If our war, if our response, if our revolutionizing was an economic one, we could shut this place down. If we decided what we were going to do with our money and actually stuck to it, then that would be a problem, because $1.2 trillion with a T, in terms of the numbers themselves, there was 12.5 million slaves brought here. Now we're at 40 million. It's only five times more people of us here than it was from the slave trade. But that money, that's a whole different story. So I would love to see an economic revolution within our people, our money circulating within us. You know, that to me would be the start of something big. Rather than just, you know, Black men, pick up your guns. Because there's 40 million of us. So if there's 40 million of us as a people, and there's always more females than males, even if it's 60-40, then, you know, how many Black males are there? So I feel people for that. I feel their anger. I feel their frustration. But I think we need to start looking where our pockets are. Because as Black people, we got deep pockets. Surprisingly more deeper than maybe most of you do. 1.2 trillion with a T, dollars. And if you don't think that money's worth something, well, they do. That's why they keep us the way they keep us. That's why their marketing is always towards us. Every sports team, every stadium in the United States is playing hip-hop. And all these white companies with these Black commercials and reaching out to us, Popeyes, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell. We make things happen. They market to us. We almost shut down KFC because everybody decided to go get Popeyes, a stupid chicken sandwich. So we have power that we're not even really, really digging into when it comes to the capital, the divine capital within us, within our people. That's my opinion. That's where our war should start.
I agree with both of y'all. I think both of y'all got things has to happen. I think just like you, Nails, I've been crazy because I've been watching a lot of like the Romans, the Knights of Templar, a whole bunch of like old like kings and queens, just how they ran and controlled things. I've been watching that a lot the last couple of weeks. And you got to, man. Like, I understand, Jonathan. Like, yeah, money, you can shut it down with money, but at the same time, if we're not spending, but they're killing us, it still makes no difference. You get what I'm saying? Like, so a little bit of both has to happen. Like, they got to know that it's consequences when you kill a 12-year-old kid for having a toy gun. You get what I mean? Like, not just, we're not going to buy Nikes no more. You know what I mean? Like, that go along with it, though. Like, okay, it's consequences when you kill a woman, you know, a black woman in jail for doing nothing. Like, it's consequences to that. And we're not going to spend with you. So that's why I say a little bit of both has to happen for them to understand, because if we just do one, then they're going to be like, well, all right, they're killing a couple white, you know, they're killing a couple cops, but they still spending trillions of dollars with us. Or they, you know, vice versa. So I think a little bit of both has to happen. Like, it has to be consequences. So since, you know, just senseless. Like, bro, these killings are like, don't have to happen. And then we on one hand, we're watching with our own eyes when it's a different race, when it's white, when it's a white guy with a gun, you're taking him into custody after he done shot 26 people. You get what I'm saying? So, bro, you gotta go. And I think Malcolm, Marcus, I think they had the right idea. I just don't think they had the numbers. You get what I'm saying? I think, and I, even though, you know, the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover was super against Malcolm or whatever, I still blame the Nation of Islam for removing their protection. I think they let their emotions get the best of them, and that's why a great, great, 100%. Great leader, a great 100%. Leader was taken out. Jealousy. You get what I'm saying? They let, what's the leader name? I'm sorry, not Farrakhan. Okay, look at the other one. Elijah Muhammad, yeah. I think he let jealousy, ego, get the best of him, and he took his guards away. Even if you had a disagreement, right? Even if you had a disagreement, you still have to protect that brother because you know his power. It's still going to benefit you. You get what I'm saying? Like, we all have agreements. You get disagreements. But somebody of that stature, like, you have to still protect him. Like, listen, we not seeing eye to eye, but they not going to get a chance to do nothing to him. That's how it should have been. But ego and jealousy and everything else came into play, and that's why they was able to take, you know, it was so easy to take Malcolm out. He didn't have no protection. So like Nail said, like, you have to vet these people when you're building your army, and you got to make sure that another thing that I always, when I look back on those leaders, it was never that, see, like North Korea, right? When the father die, the son is 10 times worse, right? He ain't nothing to play with. You rather have the father back. Now when the son was ready to die, everybody was scared of the sister. Like, no, we want him back. We don't want the sister in. That's how it gotta be. So if Nail's the leader of his movement, his son or his brother, whoever next, gotta be 50 times worse. So they could be like, no. We'd rather deal with Nails, even though Nails is doing what he's doing, but that's how it got to be. It seemed like we got softer and softer and softer as the years went on. It went from Malcolm and Marcus to Jesse and Al Sharpton. Fuck us. no backbone or nothing. You get what I'm saying? Like, they did what they did, and I was giving credit for that. At the time, they did what they did, but eventually they sold out. Ain't nobody worrying about them, Ferk. Ain't nobody worrying about him. He ain't no threat. Nobody, all that talk, ain't no, you think they care about that? Damn, if he was a threat, he'd be gone, or attempts to be gone. So it got to be, the next person in charge got to be 10 times worse, just like Huey Newton. He should have been vetting a bunch of youngins. Like, look, because you know what's going to happen once you put it together. Like, once you put something like that, a bunch of black men, even if you're doing something positive, like just cleaning up the community, they're going to come in. So you got to have, a second set of soldiers. Like, look, y'all the ones that's going to take over when they plant the drugs on us, or they plant the guns on us, or they say we did this to this white lady, or, you know, because that's what they do. So when you in jail, it's still going on. I think that part was missing from the past, the 60s and the 70s, you know, the leaders that we had back then. It was just them. So when they died, people didn't have no direction in their life. We all was following him, so now we don't have nobody to follow, and then the people that came behind them was all suckers. Like, they was all bootlickers and wanting to be, you know what I'm saying, wanting to be down and let's join hands and nah, come on, man. Oh, we got a caller. Let me see. 6849, you on GI Radio.
My GI family, this is Jay, man. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, Jay?
What's up, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm loving the discussion. I think all three of y'all hit on three very important points, which is, as K-Nell talked about, education, understanding our history. John mentioned the economics of it. And Tone mentioned keeping being involved in what's going on right now, what's happening right now. And those are the three things that are going to kind of catapult to the next level. Once we master those things, we're able now to control our own destiny. Now, we do have to understand, as we try to do what we need to do, which we will succeed in doing, then you have white supremacy. And that's the thing that people understand what's happening right now, is that Trump is a leader of this shit. And basically what he's doing is he has unearthed what's already existed for so long, but people are not being bold and speaking about it, and have the nerve to go into somebody's house and shoot it up, or shoot somebody when they're jogging with no weapon. So they've been empowered by the supreme leader, right? So now we saw what John was talking about. Jonathan's saying now, okay, you want to do that? We're not purchasing your goods and services. Now, we attempted that a lot in the 60s and 70s, boycotts, but then our people, we kind of fall back. You know, when the whole situation with what was the situation with Louis Vuitton? The situation where what's the guy's name? The designer. Dapper Dan. Dapper Dan. Who was he down with?
Gucci,
right?
Gucci.
Now, when you see a company disrespect you in that particular way, why don't we stop buying from them? But we continue to buy from them because we have a certain allegiance to these companies that don't even respect us. So, yeah, they may talk about it for a little bit, but we're going to still go back in the store and buy it. So what has to happen now is that we need to educate, and education is a continuing thing. It's not like where you say, okay, stop buying it. You have to let people know why to stop buying it. Some of our people are not getting it because, first of all, we don't read, we don't study, we don't do our due diligence. Some of us don't do that. And then we're born into the system of commercialism that we see on TV, reality TV, all the news that you listen to that's not giving you the important information to do action. So it's a level of awareness and education that's every ongoing, continuing. Our people are not getting the true history of it. And we have to be the ones that do that for our children.
You know what get me to, Jay? Mm-hmm. Like, when people say white supremacy, like, who are they supreme over? Not me. You mean for they?
Right.
But when people make white supremacy, they
you know what I'm saying? Like,
when people talking about a concept, an idea. It's not, we all know, like, because it used to be a lot of propaganda,
exactly.
Because they learned a long time ago the biggest weapon that they have is actually propaganda. That's lessons they learned from Hitler. That's lessons they learned throughout history.
Bingo.
They know how to use propaganda. So that's what you see now. If they reinforce certain narratives, certain notions enough, then the people will assume it. That's what it's always
Absolutely.
Been. So those ideas, it's just when black people say, well, when most black people, because there's always those that are a little slightly misinformed, but when most black people mention white supremacy, it's just calling out a false narrative, of a false belief system that has been indoctrinated in every part of society in America. So in something like the globe, because when you think about it, you could go into any country in the world, the darkest people of that country has the hardest plight. The darkest complected people of that country have the hardest plight. And you can have a country like India, which is crazy, like just to use them as an example, they have a class of people, like, and all of y'all got melanin. Y'all are brown people. But the darker complected of the brown people suffers more. So you see that. And it's a lot of propaganda now, like, even with, like, skin bleaching, not to get too far off, but, like, skin bleaching. And it's just notions about blackness that's frowned upon. When you look in the dictionary, to be black means what? To be black male means what? Usually when there's mentions of anything black, it's a negative connotation. The devil's cake is what? What's angel food? You see what I'm saying? Like, so all of those notions is subconsciously programming people to believe a certain thing about their blackness. And so a lot of it, like you say, it really boils down to education and really informing people, because, like, I see it clear as day. I encourage everybody, I mentioned it before, if you haven't, study Edward Bernays, watch the documentary A Century of Self. It's literally about the programming of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's literally about the programming of America. It's free on YouTube. It's a 3-hour documentary. I encourage everybody to watch it. But when you research Edward Bernays and you see what's going on in society, you will see how everything is calculated. And what we're seeing is groupthink. Everything that's being implemented is carefully controlled. It's organized chaos. So when you have all of these different talking points that governs the media that you see, that's controlled chaos. They keep in the narrative. And that's what I just posted from the clip from Denzel Washington, what's the unintended consequence of too much information? You have the polarization of thought. I think this side, you think this side, we can't agree. I think this way, you think this way, we can't agree. Even how the news segment, you got 24-hour news cycle. This is today's topic. We're talking about oranges. We have an expert on oranges on the left. We have an expert of oranges on the right. They have two different opinions about oranges. Expert on the left, what's your thought? They literally argue about nothing, though. But in looking
about
at it has permeated every part of entertainment, to even look at sports shows. It's nothing but Skip Bayless on this side, Shannon Sharpe on this side.
Stephen A.
What's his name with the ball?
On this
side. Stephen A. on this side, Max Sullivan on this side. Like, everything is just about the polarization of thought. But when you have, I'm on this side, you're on this side, that school of thought is going to 100% create division 100% of the times, because the argument is always my position versus your position and never about our position. But this is carefully manipulated. So when you have a lot, when you see everything that's going on through the scope of understanding how propaganda connects to the school of thought, then you see, like, you know what? I'm not even surprised that it's happening, although it's kind of wild. Like, they planned for it to be this way, because as long as everybody is arguing with one another about nothing, then they're being controlled. They don't even recognize who the true enemy is. They can't even identify who the true enemy is, because
I told Tika this last night. I said, black people sometimes let their anger, their anger for something or someone, get in the way of the truth. So if I don't like Jay-Z, right? I'm not a Jay-Z fan.
Right.
Like, no matter what he say, I don't care for it. You get what I'm saying? Like, I could care less about it. Like, oh, no, that ain't real, because da-da-da-da. But that's my anger. You get what I'm saying? That's my anger. It's just funny when you just said that. Like, I kind of said something to that extent last night, because I'm like, yo, I'm listening to people talk and speak the truth, and people be like, no, it ain't that. It's this. It's like, no, he right, bro. Like, just sit back and listen. Stop trying to be right and just listen sometime. You know what I mean? Like, just sit back and listen. this person is right. They're saying everything right, but you wanna have an opinion so bad that you're gonna say something totally different, even though you might even know that he's telling the truth, just to have something different to say. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
it's weird, man. It's weird. I be seeing it all the time. Like, I watch it, like the little Facebook things. You know, the Jordan versus this person versus this person. I'll sit back and just watch people. Like, yo, you know he right, but you want to have an opinion so bad that you're willing to say something totally different just to get a reaction.
Wow.
Crazy. It's crazy.
You see it all the time. The terminology that they use in, I guess it would be psychology, is confirmation bias. So people, which simply means that people will hear information and only receive the information that confirms the bias that they already have. So somebody is, okay, Jordan is not the greatest. To present you a whole documentary on why Michael Jordan is the greatest, and the only thing I'm going to look for is reasons that I can find to say he's not. And that's what everybody does. So you hit it right on the head. Like, most people are only – that's why I always ask, like, at this point, even in my approach, like, I have conversations all the time. I tell people I'm more concerned about being effective than being right. I used to be hell-bent on being right, but I'm just learning as I mature, right is relative. As crazy as it sounds, it's truly relative. My focus now is pivoted to being, okay, what's the most impactful? What's the most effective? How can we effectively come to a conclusion as opposed to me trying to prove you're right? Because the moment I try to, for me to say that I'm right immediately indicates or means that you're wrong, and that creates a negative exchange between us. Because now you feel like I'm calling you wrong because by calling myself right, if that makes sense. Okay, so if we really need to build together, how we need to build together in order to exist, then I can't make you my enemy. And by telling you you're wrong, I'm making you my enemy. So now when I say, okay, how can we be effective, the guard is down. It stops being about right or wrong.
Not only that, bro, but when you immediately say you are right, not only do you imply the other person is wrong, but you also imply that you're not open to listen because you're already right. So no matter what
facts.
I say.
Facts. Yep.
And that's the problem. See, remember when I first started on this, the first thing I said there's three steps. Before I split up the money, I said that we have to look inside, that we have to get ourselves, and that we have to basically develop an understanding and a communication amongst ourselves for this very reason. Because five black men can't sit in a circle and talk. It's the reason why, with all these brilliant black minds in our society that we have in this country right now, we have no leadership. And we have
brilliant, you know,
black minds.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I'm learning too, man? Like, and again, this is, you know, you get older. I'm more, like, don't get me wrong, like you said, black, but I'm more people. You know, when you talk to different people, it's no different. It's just people. Like, people
Absolutely. Literally,
like the America is brainwashed. Don't get it twisted. America is brainwashed. Not just black people, not just brown people, not just white people. Like, America is brainwashed, bro. Like, they brainwashed it with the eat, with the wear, what to watch. Like we just talked about earlier, Nails, who's hot, who, what album to buy, who's the next up, who's the next this, who's the next that. Everybody's brainwashed, man. And it's like, okay, how do we break this cycle? Like, as we black people and as people as a whole, like, how do we break this?
You got to remember, none are more helplessly enslaved than those that falsely believe they're free. How in the world, what you just said is true, but if a people don't believe that they're imprisoned, enslaved, controlled, then it is impossible to get them to understand the need for change because they see nothing wrong with the status quo. So the problem lies in the fact that most people can't even readily identify any problem that exists.
they comfortable with, you know, I got my career, I got my family, I got my job, I got my hobbies, I got this, I got that, and they're completely comfortable, so it don't really matter. Everything that they implement, again, is always sleight of hand. I'm just going to soothe you to sleep, and then when you least expecting is when I'm going to hit you with the blow. And that's how that's always the psychology that has been governed in America for as long as time. And again, like I said, when you study Edward Bernays in the Century of Self and the implementation of the propaganda you can see today, it'll all make sense. And you could really have a society that exists that you see in America, and you'll understand fully how we arrived here. And it's crazy because America influences the world, and their only export is media. That's it.
That's it.
They don't
That's
have no other
export.
It's media. Propaganda is a powerful tool.
It's the biggest one.
Go ahead, John. Rehab for alcoholics, drug addicts, whatever you want to call them, when they have those rehab groups, the first and most important step, and everybody's sitting around in that circle, is to get the person to get up and admit that they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first, because admitting you have a problem takes self-observation and an understanding of what's around you. We don't do that as a people. I'm sorry. Now, yes, you're right, Tony, all people, but I'm talking about my people. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't.
Well, right
we
now,
don't
our,
do that.
Right now, our issue is infighting.
Right, and that is because our big fear is to have to look at ourselves as a people. I was on the internet the other day, you know, being a photographer and being, you know, with GEI and stuff in my capacity. I'm always on the internet posting whatever. And I was just going down my timeline. And it got to a point where I actually had to post on my page, how about a start your own business challenge or a help three families in need challenge? Because I love babies. I'm a photographer. I'm so tired of everybody I know posting their damn children on the internet, these 10 days with your kids. Like, all because you quarantined, now you got to post your kids for 10 days. We know you're home with your kids. Go ahead and teach them something. Like, I get tired of it. You know what I mean? Like, we're so superficial that it gets to the point where we can't look at something serious when we want to or when we have to, even worse. So that when somebody gets gunned down for jogging down the block, you know, it hits the internet and it lasts a day or two. A social media challenge of posting pictures of you and your kids, oh, that'll go on for a whole month, bro. Because that's the kind of people that we are.
You know why, Jonathan? It's because, again, like Nell said, the media, the TV, like, since we were young, you know what I mean? People don't understand watching Terminator, watching those type of movies, it desensitizes you. You're like, all you're watching is murder. Your first 48 all the time is shooting. And then some of us come from those eras, come from those spots where you're seeing people get shot. So you're seeing it so much that hearing that somebody got shot means nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
Just like yesterday. And I went in the bathroom and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, yo, I'm not supposed to be this calm. Remember the other day when I told y'all, I was actually on the phone with y'all and the guy was about to shoot somebody right in front of us. And we didn't budge. We just kept talking. Like, we literally, the dude is standing right there with the gun out ready to shoot him, and me, you and Jay on the phone having a conversation. Like, that's not normal. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
When I really thought about it, I'm like, yo, that's not normal. We've not put ourselves in those situations. We've been in those situations so much that stuff has become normal. Anybody else would have been terrified. Like, somebody else would have probably ran, called the police, cried, and had to go to AA meetings and stuff. We just was on the phone talking and chill, went in the house, came back outside, like nothing ever happened. So that's why when you see a cop shoot somebody, it's like, they shot another person, then that's crazy. And then they move on to the challenge. You know what I'm saying? Because people are so used to seeing it, you know. That's all they put on the TV. And if you're watching that TV, you get brainwashed by it. That's why I never say media is the only outsource that they have, and that's how they control the entire world. They can make other countries think that America is the best country in the world. Like if, when you work at a job, right, and it's, you know, a foreigner in there, somebody, they so happy to be in America, but they literally don't know, like, you know, we be in there talking like, yo, y'all just don't know. Like, it ain't what you think.
Right, and they all think there's something wrong with us.
Exactly, just how they show anger. When we was young, what was the worst thing you could say to say, oh, you're an African bush buggy, or your mother from Africa, not knowing that's the most beautiful place to be in the world. But when they showed us lies on the eyes.
Because we got to create the propaganda to keep you away from there, because if black people ever decided to return home with their resources and affluence that they have now, then it threatens the world economy, because it's still Africa is still the most resource rich place in the world. So all of your smart devices and technologies and things like that, they need the resources in these countries in Africa so they can continue to rape and pillage, and everybody is getting a piece of the pie. China in there now getting a piece of the pie. And Africa is just, you know, anybody that try to rise up against the status quo, then they have to deal with CIA infiltration and civil insurrection like they did Muammar Gaddafi and so many others. They tactics haven't changed. They still implement the same thing. That's another huge part of what we need to do. I feel like not enough of us are willing to go back and reconnect. Yeah, it's a process. It's not something that happened instantaneous, but America continues to show us that there's nothing here for us 100%, like nothing other than the money that we spend in this country. Outside of that, it's nothing. It's not a single law that was created with a black person in mind, in thought, in any capacity. It's nothing here for us. You know what I mean? And it's like to the point where you can have a presidential candidate literally say, like, in terms of the black voters, like, what you got to lose? like I think God, Trump actually said that, yo. Trump was like, yo, what y'all got to lose? And it's like the sad thing about it is you look at the status quo and you like you literally don't have nothing to lose. That's not the decision that you wanted to make, obviously. But for him to be able to posture himself like that and even have a point, it only speaks to the true condition of the African-American experience in this country. And so we really need to
and
be smart.
And got black votes, too.
We really need to be smart about the moves that we're making, the wealth that we are amassing as a people, and the unification of who we are, because I'm an optimist at heart. So it's so many great things that's coming out of the black community. It's so much growth and evolution that's coming out of the black community. I don't want to paint a dismal picture. I'm just saying our true success is not going to be found in a nation that's built up with the idea to undermine everything that we do. And they can show that throughout history. It's consistent. Like the black agenda has been consistently undermined for the entirety of America's existence. So if that's the case, then why do we keep trying to build something here? Like they can't, for example, like they can't, they literally, it's impossible for them to provide us justice here because they don't even view us as people. Like literally by their laws, they don't view us as people. They don't view us as equals. So how can we seek justice in a nation that don't even view us as anything worth justifying, anything worth seeking justice for? But yet we still look to their establishments. That's why I say we got to push it. Shit is getting put into place. So, like I said, it's not going to be time out for all of that old shit. Time out for all of it. Nah. Because we have enough resources now in the technology where we don't need them. That's why I say in it and not of it. And Jay said it too. Started society within society on the 444 album. Jay dropped a lot of jewels on there, but it's real. Because he's an honest person, and he has to look back over his life and look at where he is now and see the importance of the moves that he made. So I believe he's super conscious of that all the time, and you see it in a lot of the decisions that he's making. But, yeah, we really need to be in it and not of it, 100%. because there's nothing here for us. So we just have to, this is all we know is home, so we have to make it work for us now. But this is not, the world is a vast place. So we need to make those connections for sure.
Yes. Totally agree with you on that one, bro. Like, go ahead, Tom, sorry.
Everybody said the language has to change. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing, man. People, like as you said, people just, I seen a girl make a post like, what do black people own? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, she named all this stuff. And I'm like, black people own all that. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just got
to. Did you see my answer to that post?
Like,
I broke it down for us.
Yeah, I seen you get on the post too, and I'm like, yo, black people own just as much as any other race, and you know, any other person in this country. But we only focus on the negative. Like, we got to change the language on that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I know it's hard because you know you've been brainwashed, like you've been conditioned to say, man, black people stupid. All they do is sit in the hood. Black people, da 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 da. It's the same thing over and over and over, and you just putting yourself down, down, down. But when you really think about it, like. Really research and look how many black-owned banks, black-owned construction companies, black-owned a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? So before you make statements like that, like you really got to research because you make yourself look crazy. So we got to change that language. And that's why I said what I said on the post, like we have to change our language. Again, going back to if we're going to promote Bill Gates for being $150 billion, then we gonna promote K Nell's dropping the album. It can't just be about money. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
People only in this country, and this is how it's built. People respect money and not like over what anybody else does. That's why anytime you ever say, even if you're having a debate, even if it's a good debate, right? You'd be like, man, I think Jay-Z music is. I mean, I think Drake music is dope. And somebody be like, Jay-Z music dope. I'm like, yeah, Jay-Z music dope. I'd be like, you know, who you like better? Jay-Z way better than him. We got $250 million. Like, bro, that has nothing to do with, that has nothing to do with nothing. Like, everything
right.
In this country is about money. Money. Whoever has the most money, that's the one that's the person that's winning. That's how
that's
people do things.
Right.
Well, when I was in college, I had a professor that told me something that always stuck with me. He said, your conversation is evidence of your revelation.
Yep.
So what you understand, what you know, is the results of what comes out of your mouth. So when you hear people say these things and they type these things on the internet and stuff like that, it's the result of the lack of or the naivety of what's inside of them, right? I think you make a fabulous point with this because the medium that we are the most affected by and effective with is the internet. And again, like I said on my post, you know, what if all the millions of our people on the internet, on Facebook, on the internet, start talking about something other than the next challenge? That's where knowledge will be passed. That's where understanding will be gained, you know, because for some reason, you know, we can't the times where we could stand on the corner in school, a young buck, you know, I'm an OG, let me holler at you real quick. Those days are long gone. Everybody will read a Facebook post. Everybody read an Instagram or Twitter post, you know, and I started to see where certain subjects on social media, particularly Facebook, they send you a little email, a little message, and they kill your post because they've killed some of my posts. But if we're able to amass some type of strong response on the internet, you know, where on a consistent basis, not on a part-time basis, but on a consistent basis, then I think that we can start, you know, spreading some knowledge amongst our people. This seems to be very long.
But we got to create our own mediums because the reality is the internet is controlled by the algorithm. So he who writes the algorithm controls thoughts because I can control how information is disseminated to you through social media, through the algorithms that control it. we can't even empower our own on these mediums. That's what I was speaking to. It's amazing. All the shit that violates the guidelines of the community, but black people getting killed by cops and shit is all up and down the news feed every day. How is that? How is that not a violation of the community guidelines? So I could watch a black person getting killed, an innocent black person getting killed, right, but some shorty who might be half naked for a photo shoot is getting blocked, is getting censored by the same community guidelines. It lets you know right there what the agenda is. So we even have to control the mediums. We have to create our own mediums to get this information out. And the reason being is because right now, of course, the biggest commodity, you know, the biggest commodity now is not even money. It's information. Google, Facebook, and all of these big tech companies, they're not the largest tech companies because a lot of people like to use or give information for free so they can sell the metadata. That's what make these company valuations be in the billions, because they control the flow of information. So if you have somebody like Mark Zuckerberg, who runs the largest media company in the world in Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, then he controls a certain level of the information. So now, again, whose agenda is he going to serve? He's not going to serve the agenda of the people. He's going to serve the agenda of the shareholders and whatever business people or whomever the political influence, like with Cambridge Analytica and what went down in the 2016 election. That was Facebook willingly gave personal information and ran false information and false flag operations through a company that, and they had no idea what was going on until it came to the forefront and it was already too late. So we can't even trust these mediums. So I could try to speak the truth, but if I'm trying to speak the truth on a mainstream medium that's controlled by somebody that's directly affected and impacted by the truth that I'm speaking, they're going to censor me. So now I can't even trust the source. So fuck Facebook and Instagram and all of that, like, because we use them as a necessity to market a product, to reach a fan base. But that's it. Outside of that, we have to have our own medium set up because we need to control how the information is passed out to the people. And that's why you notice how certain things trend. You notice how certain information gets out there. Like, I don't mean no harm, but to me it was alarming at the rate at which the Ahmaud Arbery situation got out there. And it's like, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing. I'm just saying I recognized it. I mean, immediately the notion, the narrative shifted. The energy was like, you see collectively people mourn like that. But it's all through the algorithm. In a matter of days, the entire world mourned the situation. That means you have control over people's emotional response. That, think about the type of power that is. Because if I can make you emotional, I can control you. It's all, I'm telling you, yo, like.
And that's what they're doing, bro. Like. Oh yeah, you're gonna be going forever. You're gonna be finding out. Listen, like I tell Tika all the time, it's like the more and more you learn, it changes you in a good way. And a lot of people don't understand your change. You know what I'm saying? Like the more and more information you get, and you learn about this country, like it changes your whole look on people and just everything, man. It's like I'm finding myself wanting to be. Not per se alone, but the vibes has got to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, the vibes has got to be right. Like, anybody speaking anything other than the level that I'm on and mind frame and stuff, like, I remove myself. And usually I didn't do that. It's just like the more and more you learn about this country, man, it's just wow. It's like, wow, they really plan Monopoly or they pup, you know, I mean, we really guinea pigs right now when you really look at everything. Like you said, they can make a post right now. Everybody could be having fun, right? And they can just boom, flood it with something crazy. Something that could have happened in November. Don't forget, that happened in, what, March or February?
They didn't post it. I actually, because it happened down Brunswick, Georgia, is a few minutes. It's like 20 minutes from where my homie Booker was born and raised, my best friend. So I hit him up about, I found out about it 2 weeks before the story made national news. And I hit him up. I'm like, yo, is your people talking about this? Like, what's up with this? And he haven't even heard of it at the time. And so he inquired about it. But that was it. It was just, I just had that conversation with him because it's so common, unfortunately. And I even had that moment of conviction with myself. Because it's like, yo, like, I came across the article, I shared it, I talked to about it with people that I knew, but it was like, damn, yo, they got another one of us. And that was the extent of the conversation. It's like, all right, I got to put this shit into place to make moves. But at the same time, I didn't give it any more attention than, like, yo, have y'all heard about this? Because that's how often it happens. Then a couple weeks later, it make national news, and then the video is one of the reasons why it made national news. And it's like, yo, wow, now you can see it. I read the article, but now you can see it. You get the visual behind it, and it's like, oh, that's crazy. But the article said that's exactly what happened, though. You know what I mean? Like, the article said that's exactly what happened, and I read the article, but then seeing the video, it garners a different emotion. And then it's like, okay, the what's even more bizarre about the whole thing is it was the white dude's homie that released the footage. And he was like, I released the footage because I thought it was going to exonerate him. I thought it was like people could see. Like, it was self-defense. And I'm like, that's the most asinine thing I ever heard. But he unwittingly released the footage. But then knowing what I know about propaganda, how they do it, it's like, you really unwittingly released the footage, bro? Like, you ain't know what you're doing. You ain't know what was going to come. Yeah, I mean, it's like, nah, now your antennas got to be up about everything. Because everything is calculated, even when you don't see it.
Exactly. Because here's the thing. What's going to scare young black teens, you know, young black teens, or just hearing about a kid getting shot by a cop or a random racist person, or actually watching it? Because this is what goes on. I deliver papers, right, or I do a delivery. That's what's in the back of my mind when I go through a white neighborhood. Man, I hope one of these mothers don't kill me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you're saying it, but subconsciously, because you're watching it over and over. It's just like when people get pulled over by the cop. It's like, man, I hope they don't shoot me. You know what I mean? Like, why are you saying that? Like,
right.
Because they showing you this so you can be scared, so you can make moves, so you can take off running or do something crazy out of fear. That's why I didn't even watch the video. Like, I know he got shot. You told me. I don't need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Right.
I already know what y'all trying to do.
I didn't
you know
share
what I mean?
The video. I watched it, but I didn't share it.
It's all a plan, bro. It's all – everything is calculated. Everything they do. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, that's why it's – that can get shared. But if I got a picture with my middle finger up, they're going to say – oh, this goes against the guidelines of Facebook, but I'm watching somebody kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting shared, 5 million shares, and you have no problem with that. But me putting up my middle finger, I'm in Facebook jail for 30 days. Come on, man. Yeah, y'all don't think that is a plan. Come on, you know what it is. That's like you said, that's why I just use Facebook for promo, and that's it. And that's what it is. That's all it's used for. That's all we can use it for.
Right.
Because the minute you start talking truth on there, your page is going to somehow, you're going to be in jail for 30 days, 60 days, and they're going to take your page. So.
Yeah.
But, this definitely was a dope conversation. We went over 20 minutes, but it's all love when the conversation is jumping. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So, listen, we had a couple of people on the chat, too. They didn't say nothing, but they was on the chat listening in, so that's what's up. Big shout out to them. I hope we, you know, gave a good show.
Big shout out to Desiree. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling and listening, Desiree. Appreciate that. Yeah, one of my people hit me and said she was calling and listening. So.
Yeah, I seen a bunch of 646s. K-Nels, let everybody know where they can find you at.
You already know. You can find me K-Nels, K-A-Y, space N-E-L-L-Z everywhere. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's Twitter, YouTube, all of the music websites. and things like that. Now and Never, the album available. Episode 3 of the Now and Never docuseries is coming soon. I did plan to release it today. I'm waiting for a few edits to come from the director, but I'll be releasing episode 3. Episode 3 is really going to be the last episode. We kind of broke it up into three different parts, Now and Never, the legacy, Now and Never, the music, Now and Never, the man. And, the you know, all of that is kind of like I wanted people to watch the documentary, the audience who wouldn't otherwise listen to the music, be attracted to who I am and what I represent and say, you know what, I want to go check out the album now. And I think it's been doing that, just given the response that I got from the docuseries. So check out that Now or Never.
That's on YouTube?
The docuseries, episode 1 and episode 2 is available on IGTV. It's available on Facebook. I'm going to share it again today so the people could check it out. And it's also available on YouTube. Episode 3 coming soon. I appreciate you. And we're going to build our own, man. That's one of the biggest things, like, build our own platforms, build our own existence so we can control our narratives and we can protect us as a people, because, you know, they're not protecting us, period. They're not doing anything for us. So we got to make sure we do everything that we need to do for ourselves.
Facts. And go I buy that album. Support it, that not, brother. It's not their jam. You know what I mean? It's not. It's not definitely buy that. Definitely cop that joint. It's not they. It's not they place to. You know.
Yeah.
Man, I could go on. I could go on for so long, because it's like, okay, it's like people mad at Trump, right? No, because it's like people get mad at Trump. So this is my thing with how I look at stuff now, right? This man has been a millionaire since he was a kid. So his friends, his associates, his business partners, whatever, you know, people that he hung around or been around, even black, were all millionaires. You get what I'm saying? So his only job is going to be to protect his people. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's going to be. Like, he wouldn't even know how to fix the ghettos or whatever. He has no ties to that.
He don't know what they are.
Like, yeah, so he only doing what he knows. Now, you know, people don't agree with it. No, you ain't going to agree with it because you don't understand, because you've never been rich. You know what I'm saying? You've never been wealthy. If you grow up wealthy, you're going to protect your wealthy people. That's just what it is. Like, that's what I always tell my pops, we always argue about this. I'm like, the thing is, when the blue state, when the blue get in, the blue job is to protect the what? Middle class and the poor. So you have to do that. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as the blue get in, the first thing they do is reach over the aisle to try to work with the red. And I always say, I wonder why. I wonder why. Because they all in it together. So it ain't a Trump thing. It ain't a Barack thing. It's rich and it's poor.
Yeah, listen, the left and right wing belongs to the same bird.
Talk to him.
It's the same thing, man. It don't matter. Like, for a while they had me. I got it wrapped up in, oh man, forget Trump. Blah, blah, blah. But then when I really started like watching and just really just paying attention and getting information from Tika and different, you know, she's researching certain things, and then I'm watching it and I'm like, yo, he's doing what he's supposed to do. It's just like when Jay-Z get a record label. He's supposed to sign us. You get what I'm saying? He's supposed to help his people. That's what he's supposed to do.
Right.
Just like Puffy, just like Jermaine Dupri, just like everybody else. You bring them and educate. Some people going to work out, some people not, but that's your job. So when you see him doing that, you can't get mad at that. We just got to protect ourselves. Like, when we get in a position, we got to pull somebody up. And you don't have to be rich to do that. And that's my thing. Like, people think you need millions of dollars. No. A simple share, a simple buying of a CD, a simple buying of a shirt. You know what I mean? You don't know what that $15 or $20 could do for somebody. You don't know. Maybe that might be the gas money to get him to somewhere that he needed to get to. So we got to start looking at stuff like that. We, like you said, Nels, we have to start helping ourselves and stop depending on a government that's not built for us. it's not built for. So it don't matter who the president, who the Congress lady, whoever. Like you said, that they on the same bird. Them wings on the same bird. I like that, though. Yep. I like that saying. Them wings on the same bird. So it don't matter.
Really?
Barack, Trump, Hillary, it don't Biden, Bernie, it don't matter. They all underneath one thing. And that one thing has nothing to do with that.
That's right. That's legal.
Hence the reason why he can give, why he can send out $1,200 to the poor, but send out $4 or $5 million to the rich people.
Yep.
And people be happy.
Right. It's
Come
like
on, man.
Send that $5 million out. Send that $5 million out to the poor. You'll erase the poor. You'll erase the middle class. Well, believe it or not, though,
that's
unfortunately, this is a sidebar. Because of the way the system is set up, if you was to, if they was to do that, it would take. They actually did a study. I think they said it would take like 3 years. It would take like 3.5 years if every poor citizen was given $1 million. It would take 3.5 years to get right back to what the income disparity is between rich and poor. that's a mean system, but that's for another conversation.
Yeah, facts.
Mm.
Jonathan, where can they find you at?
Okay, so Trump is who he always been. Trump is saying what he's always said, and Trump is doing what he always does.
So
I don't know why anybody thought that he was going to get this position, this job, this whatever you want to call it, and do anything different than he did the day before. Stop looking at Trump and stop looking at ourselves. With that, you can find me on any social media, J-E Photos CEO. It's J-E-P-H-O-T-O-S underscore CEO. And you can always hashtag GEI. I am blessed to be the president of the company. So just hashtag GEI, and you're going to find me.
Okay. And here's another thing. One more thing.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
One more thing. No, because my thing is Snoop, Oprah, Jay, all these wealthy people had no problem with kicking it with this guy before he was the president.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like nobody, they had no problems with going to his hotels, inviting him to parties, going to his parties, donating to his parties.
I'm at the Trump International ask for me.
Exactly. Worshiping him. Want to be rich like Donald Trump? Like everything Trump. Now that he's president, like, you don't just change into that person. Like, that's who you were. But it was cool because it wasn't on a big scale, so people just knew money. They didn't know, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff. But now you want to separate yourself because it's on a bigger scale. You get what I'm saying? So I just had to get that out. Like, none of these people had a problem with willingly being associated with him, putting them in his song, putting them in every video, staying at his hotels and everything. Now all of a sudden it's, oh, a menu, he did see that. So it's all, they all corny. But you can find me, man.
Can I help you real quick before you leave?
Let me just say this, Jay. I'm going to keep going.
Go ahead, bro.
You can find me Instagram, Twitter, GEI underscore Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. Of course, GEI Radio Sunday Talk. We're here every Sunday, 6 to 7. Make sure you tune in. And you can follow the GEI Radio on all platforms, GEI Radio. We're here, John.
Because they knew who Trump was. The reason why they're talking different now is because now you know who Trump is. They always knew who Trump was. Oprah, Jay-Z, and everything. Like Mel said, the left wing and the right wing is part of the same bird. You got to remember that those people are the result of the eggs that came from the bird. So they always knew who Trump was. But they were angling and trying and aspiring to be part of the same system that he came from. So now here they are, and we're listening to them. And so since we're listening to them, and they're processing off of us, they will sound and talk right, quote unquote right. So they won't lose our support because we're literally feeding them. they're eating off of us just like, like the rest of this country is. But they knew who Trump was.
Yeah, facts. I mean, again, like all these, again, I keep telling people it's rich and poor, bro. You know what I'm saying? Of course, like what we go through, that's what we've been going through since we came here. That's only we can change that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no law going to change that. Ain't no amount of money going to change that. Black people got to change black people mindset. That's the only way. There's nothing else going to change that. There's no law written. There's no police force. There's no none of that. You get what I'm saying? We got to get together and change our mindset of the ones that we can. You know what I mean? But just like them hanging around the pedophiles and all that, bro, you know who these people were. Like, you knew who these people were. Like, you ain't just find this out today. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's another story, man, that we can go on forever and ever, and we're going to save something for next Sunday. Y'all enjoy y'all Sunday, man. Great show. And I catch everybody next Sunday. Peace.
For sure.
Peace. Appreciate it. Buy that dude's album.
Now, another.